Well, it looks like the manhunt for the two escaped convicts is over. One shot dead, the other shot but captured alive. One of them was drunk when he was shot. The other one was looked like quite ill, or both of them were quite ill, probably from drinking bad water or spoiled food. No matter what, this investigation is far from being over. The residents in the area can relax a little bit now, seeing that these two escaped convicts, these two dangerous individuals, are no longer a threat to them. The one that has survived, I'm sure, will be locked down and will never see the light of day again. But now the big picture will be, how did it happen? Why did it happen? And how do we prevent something like this from happening again? Not often do we hear of escapes like this. Escapes happen, but not with dangerous individuals like this, at least too often. There's going to be a lot of questions yet to be answered, but the residents in that area, the Canadian border area where this prison was, can relax a little bit now. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.